your girl BD. Welcome back to Ratchets Random and Reality. I am so glad you guys tuned in. Do you know what today is? I mean, obviously, if you've actually read the title, you already know what today is. Happy National Coming Out Day to all my LGBTQ, my love bugs. How y'all doing? Okay, y'all. So, obviously, we already know what I'm going to be talking about today. But before I get started with that, I want to go ahead and I want to do something different. Start with some positivity with the podcast. Start off with something positive with the podcast. So, obviously, y'all got to be my guinea pigs for the first couple episodes because this is my first podcast. So, y'all just enjoy the motherfucking ride, all right? So, here is my positive note for today. A 5 daily reminder. So, number one, you are amazing. Two, you can do anything you put your mind to. Three, positivity is a choice, baby girl, baby boy. It's a choice. Make that choice. Four, celebrate your individuality. And five, be prepared to succeed. Always prepare yourself to succeed. So guys, with that being said, I want you guys to know that if anybody has not told you today, you are beautiful, you are amazing, you are a body of great things to come. You gotta believe it, you gotta achieve it, you gotta want to achieve that shit, okay? You gotta want to achieve it. You gotta believe it and want to achieve it. When you have a positive mindset about some shit, I'm telling you, and the hard work behind it, baby girl, baby boy, it's just going to happen for you. It might not happen as soon as you want it to, but that shit gonna happen, okay? I am speaking only from experience. That's all I'm telling you. I'm only speaking from experience. So, okay, with that being said, I don't even think I told you this on my intro episode that I'm a lesbian. I don't think I told you guys that. Sorry. I guess I think I was really saving it for this episode since today is National Coming Out Day and one of my followers wanted me to talk about my coming out story. So obviously, y'all are about to get like a whole spill because I can't just tell one story. I have to tell like 5 stories and 2 stories in those 5 stories before I get to the final story. So yeah, ready for this? All right. So, y'all, I've always been fucking gay. I've known this shit for so fucking long. I've always been gay. I just never came out because, you know, society says it's a man and a woman. Quote unquote, God says it's supposed to be a man and a woman. And you know, I used to go to church, so man and woman, that's what you're supposed to do, right? That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Well, that's how I kept it. But you know, that's how I kept it on the outside. But on the inside, I was like, oh my goodness. Why do I feel this way about this girl? Why do I feel this way about this girl? That's not how it's supposed to feel. I'm not supposed to feel like this. You know, even as a kid, God. If my mama hated this episode, or if any of my family hated this episode, let me tell y'all, I don't know if any of y'all was young enough to know how, you know, what was it? Was it HBO? 4 Stars? Whatever channel that was, 99, I think it was, where it had the little staticky screen, or, you know, the fucked up screen where you really couldn't see what was going on, but, I mean, if you had the money, so you probably could actually see the channels, but you know, I'm just saying. Anyway, I would, you know, when they had the TV guide where you had to wait to see what was coming on next, scroll. So I would wait until channel. I think it was channel 99. Or was it 10? I don't know. It was one of them channels. I would wait until it gets to that channel to see what was going on. And I would wait to see if there was, like, you know, some girl-on-girl action type shit. Yeah, I'm talking about fucking porn. Some girl-on-girl action type shit. Because that's what I wanted to motherfucking see. And if it was Camilla, I didn't want to see it. I didn't want to see no winkers. I didn't want to see that. I don't even know how the fuck I even dated men. I was not into it. But, you know, I had to do what I was supposed to do, because society, God said, they all said, you're supposed to be with men, and you're supposed to be with a man. I guess I got tired of it, because now I want a woman. I want to marry a woman. I want to be with a woman. I want to love a woman. I want the whole life of a woman type shit. Sorry, y'all. I had a moment. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's been about 5 years now, I want to say. I don't know how long it's been since I've came out. But I came out to my friends. I lost some friends in the process because they thought that I was crazy and that's not what you're supposed to do. When I told my homegirls, my A1 day ones, they was like, bitch, we've been waiting. I'm living through you now. Like, I'm living through you. Because, you know, they want to be part-time, but not for real. You know, if that makes sense. Part-time, but not for real. So, I'm living through you, bitch. I've been waiting for you to come out, blah, 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 blah. When I told my sissy, and when I told my sister, she don't like when I call her sissy. When I told my sister, Jamila, she was ready. She was been ready. She was ready for me to be ready. She already knew. I just wasn't ready to be enough. I don't know. I don't know how that shit went. I really don't know how. I don't know, y'all. I really don't know. But she knew. So my sissy, Sequina Q, she hooked me up with and, you know, we was having a good conversation and whatever and all of that. And it was all cool and stuff and whatever. And, at the same time, I was still, like, trying to break it off with this dude I was talking to at the same time. She had known about it, but she wasn't really, I don't even know what the fuck she was going through. At that time. But she known about the guy, and I was supposed to be going back to see him where he was. But I said, fuck that shit. It's a done deal. And I think she liked that idea that I was like, fuck it, because, you know, things really kicked off with us. So by this time, I still hadn't even told my mama and them. You know, me and her had just been talking or whatever. So we had that, what's the word I'm looking for? We had this like chemistry, like we could text, we were both at work, and then like after we then got home, got relaxed, got showers, you know, read a little bit, and then right before we would go to sleep, we would call each other, and we would just sit on the phone and talk, like fucking high school kids type shit. That's how that shit was. It was real nice and whatever. So she decided she wanted to take me on a date. So now I was like, oh shit, I need to go in here and say something to my mama, because I don't even know what's about to happen. I'm just going to go ahead and say something to my mama, right? So I text my mama and my sisters, and I was like, I'm coming over. And it's like, why? I was like, I got something to tell y'all. What you gotta tell us? I mean, I'm gonna tell y'all when I see y'all. Okay. So I'm probably at this point, they probably thinking I'm pregnant or something. So I get to the house. And I'm like, okay, guys. So, and my middle sister's like, you're pregnant. No, I'm not pregnant. My mom was like, you got back together with such and such. No, I didn't get back together with such and such. And my baby sister's like, what is it? Oops, excuse me, y'all. So I was like, well, so I got a date with who? And they up here like, B, just spit it out. I'm like, okay. I got a date with, mom was like, are you back with such and such? I'm like, no. She was like, well, then spit it out. I was like, okay, well, her name is, and before I can even say her name, I'm like, her? And my middle sister was like, oh my God, you and Dominic with this, blah, blah, blah. At this point, well, there's some time in my baby sister's life where she was dating women. I don't know what her life's looking like right now. We need to talk about that. It's one of those dot 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 moments where you just dot 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 and move the fuck on with whatever the fuck you was talking about. So, I was like, yeah, her name is Whoop De Woo. And my mama was like, oh my God. Where is my drink? I need a drink. Oh my God. What is going on? What did I do? What happened? I was laughing, y'all. I don't know how serious she was, but I was motherfucking laughing because I thought it was funny. Like, I think maybe if it was somebody else, they probably would have taken it a little bit more serious. Like, oh, I'm laughing because I know my mom was going to get the fuck over it. Sorry, mommy, if you're listening to this. I knew my mom was going to get the fuck over it because I am her child. She loves me. Regardless of who I love, she's still going to love me. That's not going to change. I know this because I know my mother. So she's, oh my gosh, and I can't believe, blah, 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 blah. Like, she's just all on this roller coaster ride of emotions, I guess. I don't know. And then she started drinking. And I was like, all right, so I don't want to be late for my date because this is a new spot over by Kamala. And I want to be on time. I don't want to look like blah, 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 blah. So I'm going to go ahead and go. Like, I literally sat there with them for like 10, 15 minutes to tell them this and left. Because I didn't want to be late for my date. And I mean, I purposely did that shit. So I didn't have to sit there and listen to them and all that shit. So I think, I don't know if I wrote with her or if I met her up there. I think I met her up there. And my mama texted me like, oh my gosh, where did I go wrong? How did this happen? How are you dating women now? Who did this to you? Yeah, and again, like I said, if this was somebody else, yeah, it would have been a completely different conversation. But I was laughing. I'm like, I was literally like, LOL, mom, it's not that serious. You didn't do nothing. Ain't nobody do nothing. I like women, period. Like, that's it. Okay, that's just gonna be, I mean, it was a rough process of her getting over the fact, but it did not take her long, because she knew about the I guess significant people that I talked to, so she knew the girl that I was talking to when I first came out, and she knew my ex. And with that situation, like, by the time that came about, it was like, so where is such and such? Like, my mom is like real, you know, comfortable with it. Where such and such at? Where blah, 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 blah at? And then one time she tried to have a conversation with me, like, I don't see how you can have something plastic. I'm like, mama, what are you talking about? She was like, I need something real. No. See, what we not gonna do is have this conversation. I don't want to know what my mother's got going on. Okay, that's just not going to happen. Okay, it's not how conversation's gonna go. It's not. It's really not. I had to end that conversation really quickly. She was still trying to have this conversation with me. I'd be like, Mama, no, please don't do it. Ooh-cha. Okay, so yeah, like my coming out story was not bad. Oh. So, I have not told my grandfather. My family, I don't even know if my whole family know. I feel like, for me, when I came out, me telling my immediate family, yes, cool, that's great. But me having to go around and telling all of my family, like, I would have to go around and tell all of my family I'm straight, or I just got digged down, like, I'm not straight no more. That, I mean, like, I don't want to broadcast that shit. I wasn't going to broadcast it. If they seen a picture with me and the person I was talking to, or me and my girlfriend, or whatever the fuck, like, that's just how that was gonna happen. I wasn't gonna go outright and tell them. So, family found out through social media. Other family found out through social media. So, I think it was my sister's graduation when I told my grandmother. And I was nervous, like hand shaking, sweaty palm kind of thing, because, you know, it's my grandmother, this older generation, like, you don't know how they're gonna take that shit. So I was real scared. Okay, but I'm trying to cut this shit short though. So basically, my sister's graduation, and after the graduation, I take my grandmother back to my mom's place, and I don't know where to go. I think it was graduation, or maybe it was a couple of days after the graduation. I don't remember how it went. But I fixed me a drink, and I was like, Grandmother, I gotta tell you something. She was like, what? I was like, you know I love you, right? She was like, I love you too. I was like, you know I am your firstborn. The one you love so much. Your favorite, right? I'm like, y'all, I was dead ass doing this. She was like, yes, what's going on? I said, Grandma, you love me, right? You do love me, right? She was like, yes, B, what is wrong with you? What's going on? Tell me, what's wrong? I was like, okay, well, she was like, girl, if you don't get it out right now, I was like, okay. I was like, well, she was like, what, you're pregnant? Why everybody just think I'm gonna be pregnant when I say I'm, you know, like, so she was like, but you're pregnant. I was like, no, definitely not. She was like, what, you got a promotion? I was like, I wish I had a promotion. She was like, what, you gay? I was like, well, yeah, y'all should really see my face, because that's exactly, I had one of those drop, jaw, lip, eyeballs poked out kind of thing. I don't know if y'all can really imagine it, because I'm imagining a cartoon right now, and I don't think you are imagining what I'm describing right now. So anyway, so I was like, oh yeah, pretty much. And she was like, oh, okay. I mean, was it a temporary thing? I was like, no, it's permanent. I've been out for like a few years now. And she's like, okay. I mean, you grown. You do what you want, if that's what you like. I was like, oh, okay. Yo, I was so happy. I was so, so happy. I texted my sister. And I was like, oh my gosh, my grandfather approved. She's not gonna disown me. But you know, I still ain't told my grandfather. Which is kind of funny because my sisters told me that when he was here for my mama's wedding, that he told them that he don't think I want to get married because I ain't dating nobody. Ooh, Joe. Ooh, I almost ratted myself out at my mama's wedding because my grandmother was like, "What you doing tonight?" Well, this wasn't the wedding. It was like the wedding rehearsal. "What you doing tonight?" And I was like, "I'm about to go out and be gay." Is it? And I'm glad my grandfather didn't hear me. My grandmother just laughed at me. She just laughed. And then she pulled me to the side. She's like, "So when you gonna tell?" I don't even know when I'm gonna tell the old man. I don't know. Because I don't know how he's gonna react. And that's a hardcore man right there. That's a hardcore man. I'm too old to be scared to tell my grandfather that I'm gay now, huh? Too old for that. Oh yeah, but yeah, y'all. You know, that's my coming out story. It ain't nothing special. It ain't nothing special at all. It's not. You know, I do get a good amount of surprises when girls be asking me. Cause I ain't gonna lie to you. Yes, I did boys. Yes, I did boys. I mean, that was the whole part of dating boys. But hell the fuck no. Let me say this again. Hell the fuck no. Will I ever in this life date another man? Okay? I will never. I just thought I'd just put that out there. I'm sorry if that was a little bit loud in your ear. I will never. Never.
Ever in life, do another man.
I mean, I'm saying this because there's a lot of women. There's a lots of women that come out and say that they're gay, they're like women, or they're bisexual, and then go back, just think straight. Like, okay. So you didn't marry just me. Not men, anyone, just men. All these years, you've been eating coochie. Now you're going to go just suck some dick. Okay. Alright. I ain't judging. I'm just questioning. I'm just wondering. I ain't judging at all. I'm not one of those. I'm going to find my wife. And we're going to have beautiful children. And we're going to live the rest of our lives. And, you know, happy marriage, quote unquote. Because, you know, marriages aren't always happy. There's, you know, like a regular relationship type shit. Yeah. And whoever she is, once we're married, bitch. There ain't no divorcing. We're going to figure this shit out, okay? All right. Anyway, y'all. I done talked way too fucking much. Almost 25 minutes. Bro, y'all really gonna sit through and listen to this shit? Woo! Y'all are real motherfucking MVPs if you gonna listen to me talking this whole time. Woo! Okay. Yeah, that's really my coming out story. I lost some friends. I gained some friends. I gained friends through people that I used to talk to. I've gained some good knowledge through good people. Like, I am in a great place in my life. And I don't want to say it's because I came out. But if I had never came out, I wouldn't be where I am right now. With the people that I know right now. Surrounded by the love that I have right now. And I put money on that. Like, I bank on that. Like, I would not be where I am, have the love that I have right now, if I hadn't been out when I came out. So, yeah. Oh, that's my coming out story, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it, y'all. You gotta ignore me sometimes. If I ever get on this podcast and I just be talking, I just start laughing. Just know, like, I've probably been drinking. No, I didn't have that much to drink. You know, I never can tell you. Anyway, I'm glad you guys tuned in to listen to my coming out story. Happily. God damn it, man. Open your mouth. Stop slurring your words together. Happy National Coming Out Day to all my LGBTQ. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Love you guys. Bye.